Hello, my name is Moses. Welcome to you. I can welcome you to my live podcast again. I want to talk about the phrase by which, or the narrative by which people are saying that God nowadays is so far away, not as it was in the biblical times. So the question that was lingering in my mind today, people have asked this question for so long, that why was God so evident in the Bible and seems so hidden today? The Bible records God's appearing to people, performing amazing and undeniable miracles, speaking audibly, and many other things we do not often witness today. Why is it this? Why was God so willing to reveal and prove himself in the Bible times but seems hidden and silent today? One reason God may have seem hidden today is simple fact of willful and repentant sin. In the book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says that then they will cry out to the Lord, but will not answer them, and that that time he will hide his face from them because of evil they have done. And also another thing, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Sometimes people miss evidence of God because of refusal to believe. It's hard to see when you refuse to open your eyes. Far from being hidden, God has completed a plan of a progress revelation to mankind. During his centuries long process of communication, God at times used miracles and direct address with people in order to reveal his character, his instructions, and his plans. In between God's times of speaking, there was silence. His power was not as evident and new revelation was not forthcoming. Remember, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 and 4, that God was so silent. God's first miracle, creation, has never been hidden in any way. Creation was and is the primary evidence of God's existence, and the day he exhibits many of his attributes. From what was made, man can see that God is powerful, sovereign, and eternal. The creation was his first declaration to mankind. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse proclaims his handiwork. Following creation, God spoke to people to further declare himself and to inform man of his ways. He first spoke to Adam and Eve, giving them commandments to follow, and when they disobeyed, God pronounced a curse unto them. He also assured them that all mankind, that he will send a savior to redeem us from that very sin they committed in the Garden of Eden. After Enoch's translation to heaven, it seems that God was hidden. He was hidden once again. But later, God spoke to Noah in order to save him and save his family, and to Moses, giving him the law for his people to follow. God performed miracles to authenticate Moses and his prophet, and to deliver the Israelites from Egypt. God performed miracles again in Joshua's time to establish Israel in the promised land, and again during the time of Elijah and Elisha to authenticate the prophets and to combat idolatry. In between those times of clear divine intervention, generation passed without seeing a miracle or hearing the voice of God. Many probably wondered, why is God hidden today? Why doesn't he make himself evident? When Jesus came to earth after 400 silent years from Malachi to Matthew, from God he performed miracles to prove he was indeed the Son of God and foster faith in him. After his miraculous resurrection, he enables his apostle to continue performing miracles in order to prove they were truly sent by him again, so that people would believe in Jesus and heed the New Testament that the apostles were writing. There are several reasons why, after the time of apostles, God is no longer speaking audibly to us or making himself as evident. As noted above, God has already spoken. His words are faithfully written down and have been miraculously kept for us through the ages. The Bible is finished. God's progressive revelation is done. Now we have the completed canon of Scripture, and we need no further miracles to validate the Bible, which has already been validated. In God's perfect word is everything that we need. God's perfect word is everything we need for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions unto righteousness. That's according to the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible is perfectly able to make us wise to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. It is more sure word of prophecy, more sure than miraculous experience, to which we should do well to take heed. We need nothing more, and we are not to seek extra biblical revelations. To do so calls into question the efficacy of Scripture that has declared to be sufficient. But doesn't the Holy Spirit speak to us today? Yes, he is our comforter in this world, and he may work with our conscience to keep and to guide us, but it is important to understand that the Spirit is not giving new revelation today. Rather, he speaks to us through the written word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. The Spirit will often bring specific scriptures in mind at times when we need them most. He enlightens us to understand the word and empowers us to live it. But no one can say, "The Spirit has revealed to me a new fact about heaven," not found in the Bible. That is adding to Scripture and the height of presumption. Another reason for the hidden state of God today is alluded to by the prophet Habakkuk. When Habakkuk said in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, "The just shall live by his faith." He does not give his people continual chain of miracles, signs he never has. Rather, he expects them to trust when he has already done, search the scriptures daily, and live by faith, not by sight. Finally, let us remember that even in those times when it seems that God is doing nothing, he is still the sovereign Lord of all creation. And he is constantly at work, bringing about the completion of his perfect plan. One of the best examples of God's hidden working is the book of Esther, in which God is never mentioned. In the whole book of Esther, God is not mentioned. There is no word God in the whole book of Esther. But which plain shows his sovereign hand at work from beginning to end. So, I finish by saying that God's silence is not God's inactiveness. When God keeps silent, doesn't mean that he's not working. Everything that we see is God's or are God's handiwork. And Jesus Christ said that my Father is at work unto this day. May God bless you so much once again. My name is Moses. Thank you so much for taking your time and listening to my live podcast. Hallelujah, and stay blessed.